This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at TallCanAudio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
Hello, friends. It's time for Blue Jays baseball on the radio.
And the Jays are in flight.
Yes. But not really.
For sure they are.
Yeah. Bit of a hot streak there coming into
last
week.
Yep.
Yeah. No, not last night.
No. But last night was awesome, man. Have you watched that?
No.
They killed it.
You mean Saturday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
What were you talking about?
Is Vladdy up? Did it happen?
For sure.
Yeah.
And he crushed it. Yeah. How about a couple of weeks ago, him hitting the ball out of the ballpark?
I love that.
At McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket.
Oh, sure. Got that right in your back pocket. Everyone knows McCoy Stadium.
Well, the only reason I know it is because Vladdy hit the ball out of it.
Yeah. No playing McCoy there.
Wonk.
Yep, terrible. Fucking terrible. This is Audio Whiplash, the first one in several weeks.
Oh, I thought it was a sports show. Scrub all that. No, I'm kidding.
Did you hear our fucking opening muzak?
I don't listen to it.
I really don't.
Yes. Or you, to be honest.
Clearly. What's new, man? We haven't done one of these in a while. What are you sucking back over there?
Big Rig Alpha Bomb.
Always the Big Rig Alpha Bomb.
Well, I like the Black Lager, the Release the Hounds as well. But the Alpha Bomb is kind of, it's got that New England IPA kind of. It's cloudy. It's got that sort of citrus overtones.
Well, I finished up my spring mix pack, a couple of IPAs in New England style to.
So you were a couple, light though, eh?
Yeah. Someone helped me finish it. Just a fucking.
I needed something to get through a show.
How about the beers all over the rest of the fridge?
Okay.
I really wanted something out of the box.
Yeah.
Well, saw Ian doing it.
It was a small can of Molson Canadian. I got no interest in that at all. A, it's 300 milliliters.
That's dishonest.
And B, well, okay, it's got to be much later in the night for that.
No, I mean that it was a 300 milliliter Molson Canadian.
Oh, you've had some of those little bullets in there.
That it was a two premier Creemore Premium Lagers right beside the box. Was it Guinness on the bottom shelf where your beer always is?
But see, I can't drink a Guinness out of the can.
Get a pint glass, you savage.
If there was a traditional pint glass here, I would take it.
Bah.
Okay, but you asked me. This isn't about you. You asked me.
You made it about me, as you so rarely do.
Yes.
I'm taking it.
I've got a haircut.
Yeah.
And I've shaved the beard off.
And a haircut.
Which, my seasonal, biannual.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving to Easter, the beard is now gone. Just back to the goat. Shorter hair.
Ready for patio season.
Yep, for sure. Now listen.
Getting it under control.
You'll appreciate this. On the way over
I'll
here.
I'll be the judge of that.
I thought I'd roll into the local, bodega.
Depener.
Yeah. Grab up some beers. Thought, I feel like a chip, as I normally do on a Sunday. And I thought, you know what? Look at that. 2 for $7 or 1 for $4. Mm-hmm. I should grab my good chum, Matt. I know he likes sour cream and onion.
Absolutely
ruffled
true.
Lays. Yep. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of beer in one hand and I have a couple of bags of chips.
I'm ready for a good Sunday.
Well, so I set it down on the conveyor at the cash, and the woman says, "Are you going to a party?" I'm like, "Fucking judge me."
With 4 beers and 2 bags of chips.
6 beers and 2 bags of chips. I said, "It may look like that, but that's just treating myself."
Yeah.
Mind your own business.
Okay. Just being polite, man.
No.
I know you don't like
sense
people.
The crowd.
I'm surprised you're not all about the self-checkout, just ignoring the rest of society as you beep your way through. And
I do go in for that, but I think this little place over here doesn't have that.
Hmm.
So instead I'm left dealing with low rent retail
people
trash.
Just want to be friendly.
Sorry for any of you out there. Good retail types.
Honestly. We love you. Well, half of us love you.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a great job.
And so, and I'm walking out, and this woman's walking in, and so the automatic door's open. Mm-hmm. Wind, a gust of wind comes in behind her.
Skirt right up.
You know what? Smelled like Craven A and smoked meat. So who knows really what happened there?
Skirt down, skirt down.
Come, get a burlap skirt or something. Need something a little heavier. Put a couple of rolls of nickels in there to keep that bad boy down. Anyways, yes, you went with the skirt thing. That wasn't even in my...
Well, what were you going to say? Just that she walked in and smelled?
Yeah, no, and she stunk. Okay. This is it. And heavy like cigarette.
But we are upon the best part of the year, man, where the sundress returns.
Are you cutting me off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. For sure.
I was just... Honestly, I was just wading into it. Well, then you went on with the skirt bit, and now I'm off.
Yep. All right. The summer dress man is back. Or will be within just days.
On you?
Could be, man. I'm curvy.
That's called a moo-moo.
Nah.
Nah, come on, man. Have a heart.
Yeah.
Why do you got to be like that?
It stinks under mine, too.
Well, you know
All
what?
Right.
It's the whole sponge bath thing, right? Get off your wallet and get in the shower. Want me to sponge bathing?
I'm drinking from the keg.
Oh, sorry. I didn't ask.
No, I know. That's okay. But still on
bastard.
Still into the Grindstone Amber Ale from Broadhead. And they're moving, for those of you who are local, from there kind of just south of Hunt Club Road over to Orleans, which will probably be largely the end of my patronage of their fine establishment. That's fucking far.
There'd be dragons over there.
So, you know, if I see some stuff, I like their stuff, so if I see it in the LCBO, that's fine. But it's sort of part of the deal here with some of these neighborhood breweries, right?
Yeah, local stuff.
If you change neighborhoods. And they'll no doubt find a new neighborhood and new fans.
And they'll find a new guy who is willing to buy a half keg every once in a while.
Yeah, it's true. They probably will.
I doubt it.
But it won't be this guy.
And he won't be as
curvy.
Charming.
Curvy is what we're going
as
with.
Curvaceous.
I like that.
Yep.
Show titled. Which one? You know what? I want to start with how we're apparently dumping garbage on other countries. There's a story from, I think it was Global, that we'll share at Tall Can Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/TallCanAudio, about the country slipped. The Philippines.
Philippines.
The Philippines are unhappy with Canada, and apparently the language being thrown around was ready to declare war on Canada.
Duterte is the gentleman's name.
Yes. Because we at some point sent them several, I think it was over 100 industrial bins full of garbage that I think was supposed to be like recyclable and
electronics and plastic.
Instead, we sent them shitty diapers and
stuff. What may be adult diapers. Yeah, that's a mistake.
And so I guess for a long time now, these bins have just sat
6 or 7 years.
So who wants to clean those
in the Filipino heat?
Like,
honestly, it's just beaten down on those containers
of adult diapers. Gross.
Hey, quick story.
Yeah.
Buddy of mine got married. And so we were all out at the rehearsal having a couple beers.
I can only imagine where 7-year-old heated up adult diapers.
So my daughter was only a year at the time. And so it's the rehearsal. We're all out having a couple beers. And I can't remember. I felt slighted in some way. So I took a couple of dirty diapers. And this is a July wedding. Fired them in the trunk of his car. In behind the spare tire.
Oh, my God.
And it's the best kind of story, right? He's probably telling me, I don't know, 6 weeks later, he's like, man, he goes, I was driving around. He goes, and I had no idea what that smell was. He goes, I had been to the dump, and I thought maybe something had splashed or spilled. He goes, and then I found these two shitty diapers. And I'm like, yes.
You're a good friend, man.
That's awesome.
On the weekend of his wedding, here's some shit in your car.
No, he's actually the best man. Okay. It wasn't the grooms.
Wow. All right.
So anyways.
You never go that far.
No.
So essentially the Philippines are tired of housing our shit, want us to come get our shit, and we don't want to come get our
For
shit.
For 6 or 7 years they've been holding on to this.
Yeah. Just get rid of it. Just
do something with it.
But they said in the article, they used the term that they would declare war on Canada.
If we're not there in a week.
To get our shitty diapers. But there's something to me about this story, which is all obviously ridiculous. We'll let you read it for yourself. And, like, we've had court cases over who's responsible for these bins of garbage now and this and that. But there is something so delightfully first world about just sending your garbage to others. Like, I don't care what kind of garbage it is, but just, here, you deal with this. Right?
Well, like, and at the end of it, you'll see.
Like leaving a shitty diaper in someone else's car and just walking away.
Well, I was completely indifferent to it, too. Take it. They cited the International Basel Convention, which is something that is meant specifically to restrict first world countries from pawning off their shit onto third world countries. Like, this is a thing.
And well, so, apparently it is.
Well, so there's a BC lawyer saying, Canada is absolutely in contravention of the Basel Agreement. And you're like, what? There's really something that says that? I blame the British for this.
Always pawning their shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Just making sure they own those third world countries.
That's the only reason they own these places. I'm going to dump shit there. I'm going to take whatever good shit you got, and I'm dumping shit there.
Garbage there.
Like Australia.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know, man. To me, it's a fairly simple story, but just I don't understand. I wanted more background on how this happens. How much garbage do we annually send to the Philippines? How did these bins end up there, right? Like, are we still sending the proper garbage to the Philippines?
Do you see a little man in his, you know, in his braided military uniform standing on top of one of these containers full of adult diapers shaking his fist at Trudeau? Come get your shit or else it's going down. It's going to get real.
I have a feeling the Filipino military is more daunting than ours.
Well, I actually took a couple of quick spins around.
I took a quick look just to see what their population was and went, uh-oh.
Well, their population is, yeah, they have a standing army of 125,000 people.
Okay.
But they're never going to get their bamboo rafts over here.
They can use our bins.
A couple of 15 horsepower outboards.
Rolling their way across the Pacific.
A 15 horsepower and a paddle, man. I'll be there in 6 months.
Hurling diapers back onto Vancouver Island. Launching them out of
Victoria, this is exactly right. Oh, man, they'll be up in arms about, you know, killer whale, you know, breeding and, oh, that'll get the...
Well, I think on the...
That'll get the left coast.
I think on the route from the Philippines to Vancouver by sea, they have to cross the garbage... The Great Pacific Garbage Patch, or whatever they call it. Can you just drop our shit off there?
All right.
If you're going anyway.
Yeah, if you pass that big bundle of plastic that's supposed to be floating out there.
The size of Texas.
Yes. Let us know.
What a gross species we are.
For sure. Foul. Foul, foul, the human
find
race.
Find a cheap way to start launching this stuff into space.
Honestly, yes, exactly. You'll be floating around out there.
Next time somebody lands on the moon, just fucking empty.
Yep.
Beer
this,
cans.
So when I was looking at, and I ended up on this, and it sort of, I was doing it at work, and it made me alarmed. I ended up on a website called firepower.com or something where they rate world military
powers. There's a couple of YouTube channels like that too where they just pair a couple off. What would happen if these countries went to war?
So they gave the Philippines a rating of 68.
Out of 100?
Out of 147.
What did they give us?
I don't know.
I bet it's not higher than that.
I didn't look, but they got to get here. That's all that's...
on floating barges of shit.
It ain't happening is all I'm saying.
You don't think we need to worry about the Philippines
no
invading?
Exactly. I'm not too concerned about about what them waging war on us looks like.
But what a stupid thing to go to war for. But I get it. If somebody else kept chucking garbage in my yard, okay, at some point I'm going to fight that guy.
Well, okay. If there was a disagreement at one point, you're like, hey, this shit ended up in my backyard.
Yeah.
Come and get it. And you're like, yeah, but I'm now three provinces away.
Yeah.
All right. But if you ever do this again,
this is my problem with the story, though. It doesn't sound like a disagreement. We apparently send certain types of garbage legally to the Philippines.
Plastic and electronics for recycling go there.
All right.
But then clearly, how quickly you get into this? Because that shit sat there for 6 or 7 years. And you're like cracking
that
up.
You're not recycling.
Well, this is exactly, you're cracking that open. People are living in those things. I can almost guarantee you.
No, they're not. Well, we know who ended up there.
That's why I'm pissed off, right? Yeah. I'm going to crack that open. That is soiled for forever. No amount of Febreze or matches is going to get that out, ever.
Holy fuck.
Am I right?
Yeah, for sure.
One of those little pine trees.
Hanging from the big steel Hanging from the lock. Lightness,
yeah. Exactly. There you go. Oh. Well, that should fix it.
All right. So
we've clearly taken this very seriously.
Well, this is really all I expected of it. But the belief here at Audio Whiplash is that war is unlikely with the Philippines.
Two guys in a trench coat. One on the other one's shoulders.
Showing up in Vancouver to fight and to see another Asians. And
exactly.
What the fuck? We took a wrong turn. At Garbage Island.
We're in Indonesia. That's what's happened here.
Even that took 3 weeks.
We should have took a right turn at Garbage Island.
Okay. This next story, clearly far more serious. I don't remember the website. Doesn't matter. We're going to share it.
Mirror, I think.
Yeah. Apparently now available for purchase. Silicone feet for those who have a foot fetish. I guess they're supposed to be like sex toys or whatever.
Uh-huh.
With built-in vagina.
Uh-huh.
Which... customers, just like the real thing. Right?
Customers are complaining about the lack of depth in the vagina.
Yes, for sure. And good for you guys.
It's lots of foot. Like, what is it going to be in the heel, the hole? Like, right. Where is this vagina?
Well, I've never once found a vagina on a foot, so I understand their confusion.
Seen a couple on a couple foreheads.
Couple chins. Yeah. No, you know. So.
Yes. So. This is what I'm saying. I have some issues with this.
I thought you might. But just so we're clear, they're silicone, so they're meant to feel like real human feet if you're into that kind of thing. But with a built-in vagina for masturbatorial purposes.
$200 US.
Yep.
I believe it seems pricey. It does
for
seem
vagina feet.
It does seem pricey. Well, I'm just gonna. I'm sure I could. Anyway,
we may have a new show title.
We're not gonna go with where I was gonna go with that.
I can get it for half that down the street. I can.
They talked about fetishes, right? Well, I can't even remember. They went into your threesomes and any of the sort of seedier
BDSM
things.
BDSM or
BDSM.
Foot fetishes, exactly. And whatever. Everybody's into something.
Right. And so this is a way where you can get these medical grade silicone feet.
Yes.
That are highly detailed to look and feel
like a human foot.
Like a human foot.
So, except for the vagina in it.
Okay, why do I need the vagina? Like, do you mean, are these not two separate toys altogether?
Right. If you're into feet.
I want the feet.
This should be enough. I want to be able to fuck the feet.
I'll get the pocket pussy and the feet.
Yeah.
I'll get the two together in one spot.
There's probably a combo on Amazon, right? Well, you can buy the set.
This is it. I don't need them both in one.
Right.
I am going to be quite content just with the feet. Hey?
It's a weird story, man. Like, I don't know. It just seems weird to me. Like you, if that's what you're into.
Yeah.
Why do you have to combine them? Why do you have to fuck the feet? Because that's not replicating anything, right? You're never going to
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Not a foot fetish guy in any way. And I'm not judging you who are.
I am a little confused about you.
Yeah. Yeah. But The idea is...
Yeah, you do you.
Yeah, I think you just want to rub against the feet. I'm not entirely sure.
No, guess you want to fuck them.
I don't believe
shallow
that.
Shallow foot pussy.
Well, listen, the guy's saying incredibly lifelike.
Yeah, nope.
But very shallow. Well, all right.
Oh, man.
Hey, buddy.
Quit bragging.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. I'm not sure. Go with a bigger size foot, perhaps.
Smaller dick. It's an option. Maybe it's not.
Not over here. Not over here, it isn't.
I'll be just fine with the shallow foot vagina. Send me the shallow.
Yeah.
You know Model 2 will have...
The ones where the hole has been accidentally sewn.
Oh, I thought you were going the other way.
Sealed over.
Just gaping open.
No. Ah, well.
Well used.
Don't judge, man. Don't
no,
judge.
No, for sure. Holy fuck. All right. So, anyway, $200 if this is your thing. The foot fetish thing is strange to me, too, because I have to assume, do you love all feet? Or are there, like, some people have nice feet and some people have gross feet, like any other part of the body, right? Some people have a nice ass, some people don't. Or is it just...
Oof, that's the truth, man.
A fascination.
That's absolutely the truth.
Because we talked about the return of the sundress. You're also about to see the return of the tights and the yoga pants and stuff that is not for everybody.
The return of the cankle comes hardcore with the return of the sundress. Of course, all feet are not created equal.
No.
Right? But
you'd have a more discerning eye than most. I'm into this type of foot.
Well, see, this is it. This is it. I do you like
and
one
if it doesn't have a vagina, I'm not interested.
See it again.
That's where it loses me, man.
It's weird.
I can understand the fact that for some reason you've decided the foot is the thing you're into, but then you've gone and bought something that is nothing like the real foot.
Stick with one fetish.
I guess.
Because I don't get the need for the multiple.
But we will post the link. If you want to buy it, if this is your thing, let us know. Hit us up with a review.
All right. And again, in terms of stuff that is not safe for work.
Yeah. I should stop sending these emails to your office.
I didn't click any of the videos. I strictly...
That's a good call. They were just sort of descriptions. They weren't whatever. But I thought of that after sending you this one to a city email account going, I wonder if I'm going to get this flagged.
Yeah.
Because there was two. There was the... Well, I guess the other one was safe enough. It's garbage and whatever sent to another country. But this one and some of the other stuff that we've looked up for the show before, I should probably just send these to his Gmail.
Yep, probably. Probably. But here we are. And as of this moment, still employed. So.
Sweet, man.
I figured there's enough other weird shit going on.
Other people looking up stranger things than foot vagina.
We'll see what happens.
Whole vagina foot.
And what happens now is everything that comes in to the any city email address is now flagged with a big yellow banner across the top saying, this email has come from an external source.
Yeah. You got Tall Can Audio domain?
No, it just says, you know, they want you to know this is not internal mail.
Right.
For no other reason than we've had the city, I don't know, the person in charge of... The Auditor General, or whatever it is, had received an invoice for $100,000 and sort of had made some inquiries, which they thought was from the city manager.
Okay.
Turns out not.
No.
Paid this out. And so she got another one a couple weeks later, but she just happened to be sitting beside the city manager. And she's like, hey, what's with this? And he's like, that's not from me. So.
Oh.
So since then...
Clamping down a little bit.
Everything comes from, you go, yep, external source. So you can differentiate between anything because clearly there's some clever shits out there.
Anything else for this one? I think that's about it.
That's about all I got.
Yeah. Well, that's it for another Sunday episode of Audio Whiplash. We hope you all have a great week. Give us a follow on social media at Tall Can Audio. Check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/tallcanaudio. And we'll talk to you all on the next one.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.